Report, Migrant Invasion is Spiking Rents, Inflation. By Neil Munro on September 6, 2022. Invading migrants are colonizing cities, driving up rents, inflating prices, importing foreign languages, and pushing locals out of their businesses and neighborhoods, a report says. But the report is unlikely to get much criticism from pro-migration lobbies in the United States because it describes the criticism by Mexicans about Americans who use their income from U.S. jobs to occupy cheaper apartments in Mexico. Locals are calling it gentrification, a plague or even an invasion, the report by Al Jazeera said. You're thinking of moving to Mexico City? Wow, one Mexico City resident told Al Jazeera. One important recommendation, don't come, he added. People who live in Mexico City, and people who work in Mexico City, such as myself, we want to get a place but it is really difficult because the prices is so high. It is messed up, a second Mexican told Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera is an Arab TV network based in Qatar. It strongly supports migration into the United States. But the clear language used in the report, modern colonialism, invasion, flood of Americans, rent has more than doubled. Rising costs and inflation, Americans ignoring cultural and social norms is rarely used by establishment outlets when covering migration into the United States. Instead, nearly all establishment media reports cover immigration issues using language that favors the preferences of businesses and of immigrants, not average Americans. The language is used because business-backed progressives want to stigmatize and suppress the widespread American criticism of the government-run mass migration programs that have suppressed wages and spiked rents for hundreds of millions of Americans. For example, a July report in the Los Angeles Times used softer, euphemistic language to describe the migration shock felt by Mexicans. There's the problem of newcomers' indifference as to how their actions are affecting locals, he said. But also the fact that Mexicans cannot migrate to the U.S. with the same ease. He also believes that Americans, many of whom are white, are reinforcing the city's pervasive, if infrequently discussed, caste system. Some Mexicans aren't unhappy about the American inundation. Like Sandra Hernandez, a real estate agent who said all of the recent deals she has closed have involved Americans. They mostly want houses or apartments in the Art Deco style, she said, and are all willing to pay the asking price. He has been struck by the number of remote workers flooding in and worries that they are different. The nature of their jobs means they don't necessarily have to learn Spanish or integrate into Mexican society, he said. It allows a certain aloofness that wasn't possible a few years ago. However, many polls show that Americans prefer a wage-boosting tight labor market to oppose corporate-pushed mass migration. The polls show that voters are eager to back politicians who will help reduce the pocketbook damage caused by the government's policy of extracting workers, consumers, and renters from poor countries for use in the United States. A majority of Americans say President Joe Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August poll commissioned by the left-of-center, taxpayer-supported National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority includes 76% of Republicans, 46% of Independents, and even 40% of Democrats. American Latinos also want their politicians to protect them from migration, according to a recent survey by pro-migration progressives. Inflation and jobs are the number one and number three priorities, findings that track with long-standing Latino concerns about the economy. Healthcare is the fourth priority. Notably, crime/gun violence rose to number two. However, GOP leaders are reluctant to campaign on the promise of reducing the pocketbook damage done by migration, largely because GOP donors strongly prefer the current economic strategy of importing foreign workers, consumers, and renters.